Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
I love when our listeners remind us of things because we forget to write all this stuff down and what to remember to ask people. Nick's dad's going to stop in again tomorrow. We have to remember to ask Nick's dad about whether he likes the look of scrotums.
Oh, the 36 scrotum study.
Yeah. Right. An emailer. Yeah. So Nick's looking forward to that.
Good.
Yeah. It was actually Nick. Make sure you ask my dad about if he likes to look at scrotums. Yeah,
it's my
because we figured women don't really, and we did that study. Yeah. Women don't because it's a necessary evil. We have these nasty looking bags hanging from our junk, but we wonder if gay men think they're cool, and we're gonna ask Nick's dad.
Yeah, I bet more dudes are shaft guys than sack guys.
Probably. Yeah. Aren't we all?
Yeah. Nick's saving up more country concerts to admit to tomorrow just to divert the conversation. Right, yeah.
I think most women are that way too, for that matter. You know, shaft guys.
You say you conducted the study?
No. It was a study done, and they showed us 36 different ball sacks.
Well, it was four different ball sacks that they had digitally manipulated the photo to 9 different variations of
each ball,
size and width and everything, and they were trying to figure out what is the ideal.
Yeah. Mm. What's the most attractive?
What was it? Symmetry? Mm. Like the left one can't hang a little lower?
I don't know.
It was the opposite of a face.
Yeah.
Talking about that where it's like the ones that were found most appealing had like one that was a little lower.
Which doesn't make much sense to me.
Huh. No. Maybe it's like a juggling instinct.
Yeah.
I think just like
I love
maybe,
how you visualize that for me.
Thanks for the hand motion.
Right, I think we all have like an archetype, right? Like we have an imagined version of what things should look like.
Right.
And based on like cartoons, like for faces, we just see like, you know, Disney characters and stuff, they want a perfect face.
Right.
Like it's symmetrical. It's
symmetric, right. So we're thinking balls should be symmetrical too, right?
Right, but our archetype, like our idea for where balls come from is the back of trucks. Right?
Yes, yeah.
And so there's always one hanging lower than the other.
Is there?
So in our brain, I think we're always like, I think it's like a little.
Yeah, that might be it. But I really haven't looked at standing around looking at my nuts.
Well, yeah, it's hard to get that perspective.
Unless
you're looking in the mirror taking a selfie with your nuts hanging out, but I'm not
kind of
got to
lift things.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
Move this out of the way to get a good view.
I might start feeling them young when you're going to check for testicular cancer when you're a kid, but as you should your whole life for that matter. And they're down there, but when's the last time you really just stared at them? You know?
Well, they look at your sack pretty good before you do the vasectomy.
Yeah, I saw yours. Mm-hmm. That's what's burned into my brain, you know. But, and if a guy has long ones, you can see if they're walking away from you, too.
Todd.
Yeah, Todd. Yeah. Well, like I said, Nick's dad's seen more strange balls than we have.
You're assuming.
I should say touched more strange balls.
There you go.
Generally, one that hangs lower than the other.
I don't know.
Again, I'll say
write these questions down.
Yeah. Mark will be here tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm sure that's what he loved to talk about, his scrotums.
I don't think he'll be surprised.
No.
He's not going to catch him off guard.
Nick will love it, too. You know, we bring up gay sex with his dad. You know.
Did you see the photo of the email we got? We were talking about the super glue on the cuts.
Yeah, what that guy? What, he's super glue, man?
Looks like he shaved off part of his thumb.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he took a big chunk out of his thumb and never went to the hospital, so he just put super glue on it every day.
Just coated it with super glue.
Yeah, just dipped it in super glue, basically, and this is after 3 days.
Well, I would think that would impede the healing process a bit.
If they couldn't find the chunk of the thumb, there's nothing you could do about it anyway, I guess.
No,
right?
It wasn't something you could stitch up.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I still would have gone to a hospital. Here, yeah. Cameron, there's the...
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
Did it work?
Oh.
Well, he's still...
Are you showing Cameron nuts or the thumb?
The thumb.
He just sliced
That's
it
why
up.
I had that. Oh.
I know. Yeah.
He just sliced it up 3 days ago, so there's no way to tell if it's working yet.
Oh, that's fresh.
Well, now, I don't know if this is happening now. He said this photo was taken 3 days after the injury. I don't know if that injury is still...
He's taking medical advice from the show.
Right. And you should.
Good idea.
Not. Should not.
But yeah, getting super glue in a wound is not... A problem? That's not.
No,
a
they use it to stitch up too. Yeah. Smaller. You got to make sure you hold the cut together, and then you apply the super glue. That's what they do in the ER.
He said,
it's not
cut. By the way,
a really
in case
big
you're
cut.
Listening there. Yeah. He said cut.
Or gash. It's not a really big gash. They don't stitch you up anymore.
He did say gash that time.
They
did say gash that time.
The super glue.
Is it a medical super glue?
No,
is it different than if I just went to the store and got a little?
I don't think it is.
Now it says it will not cause poisoning, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's straight out of the hardware store or if there's some...
Yeah, right.
There's not medical super glue.
I don't think there's a bunch of difference. I think super glue
Yeah, you would think sticking it in
glue.
A cut would be toxic, but I guess they
Apparently
make it
there,
for that reason.
There are this article I'm reading says there are two different versions. One is meant for gluing stuff, and one is formulated for medical use and should be kept in your first aid kit.
Well, because ERs have this. They're probably not using just... crazy glue in the ER.
No, they're not making somebody run out to, hey, get some
Gorilla glue.
We're out of Gorilla glue.
We came up, this conversation started off a couple of days ago, Cameron, because of people using the wrong thing for the wrong thing. Like I put cortisone cream for your butthole in my mouth for toothpaste once.
Oh.
Twice. Yeah.
Oh.
And he's the kind of guy that's...
Just the second time just to be sure? Or
It was right in a row. Right in a row.
Here's his routine. He squirts the toothpaste into his mouth. He doesn't put it on the on the brush.
What?
Like most people do.
What?
I do that, yeah.
Thank you for being normal, Cameron.
Yeah. I've been doing it for pretty much, I don't know, 10, 12 years.
Has that changed since you grabbed a thing of...
No, I just make sure that...
What caused you to alter the routine instead of putting it on the brush?
Laziness?
Waking up in the damn morning and just, whatever.
That is very, speaking of cartoons, that's a very cartoon thing to do.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon character, and then...
To support Tyler here, there have been many mornings where it's dark out, and I've just missed the brush completely.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it. I don't do it.
Yeah, but blob of toothpaste on the floor.
I'm pretty sure I remember you admitting to pooping and brushing at the same time.
He did.
You've admitted to that, sitting on the toilet, brushing your teeth in the morning before work.
Time.
I had no problem.
No, what do you do? What do you... Just the toothbrush stays in your mouth when you got to clean up? Or...
Oh, no. Pretty much. Put the toothbrush down before you clean up.
Where do you put it down?
Yeah.
Oh,
whatever.
Just
whatever.
Toss it across.
You have a counter next to your toilet? Right,
set it down on the ground?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
little shelf?
That's off on the ground.
Well, the bathroom floor is clean.
I've got a stand-up electric toothbrush, so you just put it on its base.
On the ground?
Nothing else is good. Nothing's touching the floor except for the base.
Your toothbrush is touching the floor.
The bathroom floor is like
it stays in my hand.
You got to poop and brush your teeth at the same time.
I only need one hand to wipe, so I might have the toothbrush in one hand and the toilet paper in the other.
No,
This is one of the only times Todd can do two different things with each hand. Yeah. I can brush and wipe at the same time.
I cannot get on board with this.
A lot of times I'll...
he doesn't do all the time. You had the poop really bad, you brush your teeth. You ran in there, right?
I'll be sitting down in the morning and brush my teeth at the same time just to save a couple minutes.
Yeah. Save a couple minutes.
There's a time saver hack for you right there.
Man.
So some woman also put super glue in her eyes then. That's what happened.
Yeah. Okay. She went for the eye drops, got the super glue.
And we wonder why she had super glue sitting next to her nightstand, because that's where she did it, is because we found out super glue is also used sometimes to fix your fake nails.
Right.
Yeah.
And she looked like the kind of girl that might have some fake nails. Right.
Okay.
Big old fake nails.
So that's how that got started on super glue and anything you put exchange for something else in your system.
Yeah. And it says the skin glue or surgical glue, they call it, it's less toxic than the version, than the other stuff. It just says less toxic.
Okay, got it.
And they say it also has stuff in it to make it a little more flexible.
We want to know if somebody puts super glue on their butt instead of cortisone cream for an itchy butt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That means your butt sealed up. Yep.
Not ideal.
There's a couple different places you could do that.
Oh, your pee
hole. Is it like in the crevice or is it just like outside of the cheeks?
True. Yeah.
I've never heard of that confusion.
I mean, just the
butthole. Those are very different types.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Tubes.
Certainly, yes, that would have been reported.
Right.
Certainly somebody.
Like you just glued your cheeks together, not your butthole?
Yep.
Okay.
If they glued their butthole together, they certainly would have recounted that on TikTok. Here's the adventures of me gluing my butthole together.
The adventures
Look
of me.
Look at the followers.
The adventures.
Can you imagine trying to poop and just it can't come out because it's super glued?
It's going to find its way out.
I thought maybe my body was distracted because I'm brushing my teeth at the same time.
It's going to seep in your body.
You become a Play-Doh fun factory at that point. Yeah. It's coming out wherever it can.
You tell them that, they think you probably have an opioid issue and they should know super glue
my butthole.
It's not what you think.
Yeah.
It's super glue.
It's way worse.
Oh, you're right. This isn't what I thought. I didn't think anybody we'll take that. We'll look for the tough calls.
They have to break through that.
Right. Yeah, you just take a pen and just go pop, pop it open. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, no.
Your doctor just pulls it out of their pocket.
Or your toothbrush. Yeah. Pop it right there. The other end.
Yeah, just pick your toothbrush up off the floor.
Yeah, because if they use some kind of chemical to dissolve it.
We're grossing Cameron out, not washing our feet. You're pooping and brushing your teeth.
That chemical might hurt almost as much as the super glue.
The what?
Hey, if you're on super gluing your butthole.
Yep.
Unsupergluing.
I don't think you need to super glue the butthole because it seals on its own.
No, I mean, this is an accident.
Yeah.
You take super glue because how you put the cortisone cream is you put a little in your finger and you put your finger back there. So you forget you put super glue there. Put your finger there. Bang.
No, that's your choice. Many of them have an applicator.
This one doesn't.
Oh.
It just comes out like.
Your finger is the applicator?
Is the applicator.
He doesn't like the ones with the applicator.
No, I like the finger. It's my finger. I know where it's been.
The applicator doesn't tickle a little bit.
Thank you, puss. You can't itch. You can't scratch a little bit while you're down there.
I think homophobes should do this. The guys that are all concerned about exit only.
Right.
Like, you want to be sure.
Yep.
Seal it up.
I'm so straight, I glued my butt together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those applicators don't wiggle enough.
No wiggle in there. There's not a little bit of nail.
This doesn't come with that. You're still going to rub it in nail. around the butthole there. Get the itch
they should
there.
Make the applicators that, like the
you should use your finger and rub it around.
They kind of circle around a little bit.
You still got to rub it around and get it all on there, man. Yeah. You're itching, man.
Yeah. A good battery-operated applicator could do that.
Yeah. This one doesn't come with a applicator. Your thumb. I'm not worried about sticking my finger up there.
Put it on the end of a vibrator, then that would be stuck. You'd be like a reverse unicorn.
You put it in backwards.
Yeah.
And yes,
Hall of Fame Radio.
Todd's glued butthole will be a Deadpool name next year.
Yep. Looking forward to that.
Bathroom floor toothbrush.
Yep.
Oh, no. That's
you got to poop, you got to poop. I understand brushing your teeth, and all of a sudden, oop, and you got to sit down. I get that part.
See, I think I would stop brushing my teeth if it was like a sudden onslaught.
Situation.
I didn't realize you were that pressed for time in the morning.
I just like to be efficient.
Yeah.
Come on, Nick. You've been getting up early for long enough. You know every minute is precious at that time of the morning.
Yeah, every minute matters, too.
Yeah. I mean, literally.
Let me describe to you in great detail my setup. All right, I'm sitting in the toilet. Right next to the toilet is the shower.
Todd's being ashamed. That's why
right next. All right. You know, it doesn't have a door or anything. It's just a big shower that you enter into. Mm-hmm. And I can lean forward and sit my electric toothbrush on the little step that leads into the shower because it's not much of a reach from the toilet.
Well, that's different than the
floor. That's not the floor.
It's still the floor. Yeah.
That's not the floor.
Oh, and it's not just to bring it all. I'm not putting the brush portion on
is
the floor.
Is it every morning? Is it brush, teeth, poop,
it's confident.
Every
it's confident, though, that it's not going to tip over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that even automatic toothbrush that stands on its own. That, those things are, they weeble wobble.
This one stands up.
Let me ask this, though. Is the step where you put it within the realm of splashback possibility?
No,
ooh,
no.
Yeah.
No, it's
how about this? There's a lot of splashback. I guess when you flush that toilet, you got to close away. That lid.
Okay.
You're taking, you have to hold it like you're the Statue of Liberty.
You're taking a nasty dump. The toothbrush in your mouth with the toothpaste is probably better smell than your butt. It should be.
I'm usually
brush your teeth with ash flavored toothpaste.
I save the dump for when I come to work because I got to get some coffee.
Oh, you do poop here. We don't brush your teeth here, though.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Because I'm pooping.
Yeah.
I've seen one of the fleece vests from down the hall brushing his teeth in the men's room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've seen that here.
Yeah.
I'm never mad if I see somebody brushing at an airport or at work or wherever.
Airport, you brush your teeth?
Good.
I see it.
Better
airport.
For me. Yeah. Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Brush them.
Airport, I got no problem seeing that.
Yeah,
too.
Most people don't do it enough.
Yeah. Brush those teeth.
If you do that enough, I wonder if it'd become like a Pavlov thing where every time you brush your teeth, you're going to have to take a dump now.
Try it, Todd. Yeah.
See, that didn't happen to me because I wait till I get to
work.
Yeah,
you poop here now, right?
Yeah.
You've been pooping to work for a long time now, right?
Yeah.
That's,
you guys are just making up scenarios.
I like that.
That have nothing to do with what I actually do.
Well, you did say you pooped and brushed your teeth.
You did say you did brush your teeth.
It sounds like you're just sitting down to pee more.
And we never make up stuff on this show.
No.
More likely I'm sitting down to pee and brushing my teeth in the morning.
Chick.
Well, that's what German people do.
Stand like a man.
A lot of German in me.
I brush my teeth when I'm peeing sometimes. I've done that, yeah. But I'm standing up like a man.
Oh, see, that sounds unsanitary.
I saw an article. Yeah. I saw an article a couple months ago.
I'm not peeing upwards.
About that. Yeah. About people, about dudes that sit down to pee.
They're called women.
Yeah, we discussed that earlier. Yeah. 40% of German men sit down to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be cleaner.
Yeah.
Cleaner.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it in the middle of the night.
Okay.
No fumbling around.
Not going to miss? Less, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Unless you're hogging a bathroom here. If you're hogging a toilet just to pee in a public place, that's lame. Because there are guys walking in all the time, especially in airports. Mm-hmm. Got to poop. Everything's full.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, if I got to poop, I don't even like to go into the handicap stall because I figure...
You know, a handicapped person shows up. They're right. That happened to a buddy of ours.
He's probably going to need that stall.
I've done it before because it's the last one, and I got to go. But a buddy of ours was in one, and a guy in a wheelchair, just pounding on the door.
Yeah, you don't want to
cool
be
your
that
jets,
guy.
Lieutenant Dan. I think was the quote.
That was his line back. No. Cool your jets, Lieutenant Dan.
He's not a delicate man.
No. Our buddy Kelly, and I know he said that because I know that's how he is, and I love that line.
Yeah,
because he was mad. But if nobody's there, you should be able to use it, and you are allowed to use it.
Yeah,
but you don't know if somebody's going
to
come.
But you are allowed to use it. You're allowed
but
to use it.
But once you're in there, you got to finish up, and it's just going to take.
You
got to
hurry. You
got
to know if somebody shows up, you got to get out of.
Cool your jets, Lieutenant Dan.
If you see those wheels roll up at the bottom, you gotta
hurry
set
up.
The toothbrush down and go. You gotta get out of here quick.
It's over.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we got Julie here. Tales of super glue.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey. Was it, did you glue your butthole together?
No.
Really hoping for that story.
Damn, I like asking that question.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No.
All right. What'd you do?
I had a tooth that had broken.
Okay.
And I didn't have the money to get it taken care of.
Right.
So I just used regular over-the-counter super glue and super glued it on. And I did that for years. And apparently what happens, though, is it eats away the teeth that you glue it to.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine that stuff eats away at the enamel.
Now, when you put the super the glue and the tooth back in, could you eat? Did it fall apart? Part of you ate a sandwich or something
like
that?
No, it would stay. I get it on there, and it'd stay for, you know, a couple weeks or so, and then I just fall off and I glue it back on.
So it was a tooth that was visible when you smiled, and because when you see missing tooth, it's pretty awkward.
It was the very front tooth.
Oh. Was the super glue seam was that visible? Could you tell where you had applied the super glue if you looked really close?
If you were really looking, sure. But most people aren't looking that closely. You know?
How many years you do that? I know dental work's expensive.
Oh,
I'm not gonna give you crap for that. But.
I did it. I'm telling you, I did it for at least 6 years.
Okay.
And now, it's just bad.
It screwed up the rest of your teeth.
Now I need help.
You need help.
Yeah.
Got a husband?
I gotta replace my whole top now. So
yeah, it's bad.
Is there a husband or a boyfriend?
Well, my husband passed away 4 years ago from cancer.
Oh, sorry
about that. So he was around for the gluing of it.
Hey, honey, glue your tooth on. We're going out tonight.
I can feel that super glue with my tongue. You should shave the seam down a little bit.
Thanks for sharing. I mean, that's something you shared, and we like that.
But it won't kill you. That's the thing to know. If you put super glue in your mouth, it won't kill you.
Good to know.
It will ruin the whole row of teeth.
It is a bit of a cautionary tale.
But we know that if it didn't. That's why putting it on your arm is no big deal now. It's in her mouth for 7 years.
Yeah, but it was on the teeth.
Still, it's in her mouth.
Specifically on the tooth.
Yeah, but the tooth into the gum. All right. Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Julie.
Have a good one.
I'll give her a break, though, to a way because.
Yeah, but you'd have to.
Somebody smiles and they. Listen, I know the people that lose teeth. It happens.
You'd have to be super careful.
But one missing for years, it does look awkward.
Yeah, your lip doesn't get stuck to the super glue after you glue it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's gotta be tough.
While it's setting, you'd have to just hold the lip.
I bet. You think at a certain point she's going through so much super glue, like that's just like a regular thing on the grocery list.
Right.
Yep. You know, like, are we out of super glue? How are you doing on super glue?
Saturday night's coming up.
Put it on the list. I'm almost out.
I don't go out without my tooth.
Without my glue. I need my glue.
That she shared, man.
Hey?
I'm not going to give her too much crap.
I believe she might have been from Wichita.
Really?
If I was looking at the area code correctly, I believe so.
Right. Shouts out to Wichita.
I'm surprised it worked for that long.
I know. That's what's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Wichita, you're missing one tooth or you only have one tooth.
Oh, come on. Why you got to do that?
We met a girl we called the can opener years ago. She had one tooth in her mouth.
Wow.
I literally stepped back, Cameron. Yeah.
Why not?
Nice lady. This is 100 years ago. We met her at a bar, and she smiled. She had one tooth, and Puss and I remember her to this day.
Hanging on to that one.
One.
Yep.
One.
Let it go.
And you know, we called her the can opener. Yeah. All right. We're out of here. See ya.
We gotta go.
Thanks, Cameron. See ya.
Yep.
Gotta go.
Blew that bitch. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.